Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about buying equipment overseas and shipping it to North America. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Just because the economy has opened up, it has led to doing business without much restrictions all over the world. The world has shrunk to a larger extent when it comes to doing business internationally. This means a person located in Singapore can easily manage his daily business affairs that he or she has spread across several countries. Many small-time businesses who were not able to grow in a domestic market suddenly became successful as they were allowed to trade overseas. The business that did not have many takers in the domestic market were able to benefit a lot once overseas doors were open to them. Again, you know, when you can sell your machines international and put them in a crate, win-win. Heavy equipment manufacturer companies that were founded in America have now spread their wings in many countries and are operating from there. So, let's say if you need a specific machine that is perhaps not manufactured in the United States, it gets shipped from some other country and the order is met. You know, they were building Brazilian blades, you know, 140 H's, CCAs, you know, down in Brazil, coming into the United States, you know, same concept. The reason why heavy equipment companies have switched their manufacturing units from the United States to other countries is that they get cheap labor and cheap facility as compared to U.S. Since they get everything so cheap, they yet come out with superior quality product is one of the prime reasons why they have moved their offices to other countries. It does not certainly mean that they do not have any manufactured units left in the United States. You know, for instance, they were making blades in Brazil, but they're still making blades here in the United States, motor graders. It is just that they are hedging their profits by having separate units all over the world. Other than that, they can also meet the demand of the construction industry of the country they are currently located in without having to spread more money in shipping the item from some other country. One more reason is why it makes sense to produce heavy equipment in countries having cheap labor and shipping in the United States is that the end product will cost far less than it would have been if it was produced in the United States. Again, you know, it helps on, you know, when you buy the machine. Next, import and export restrictions need to be analyzed. Every country has restrictions on imports and exports of material, and so does the United States. All you need to do before you place an order outside the United States is contact customs and inform them that it's the heavy equipment that you want to import. Check the restrictions they have and what you can do to clear them by filing the law of the land. Cleaning the quarantine department may pose some kind of problem to you as they will not want the foreign germs and bacteria that is usually found in soil and remains stuck to the tires of the machine. They might ask you to come along with a certified heavy equipment cleaner who will clean the stuff and then let you take the machine, you know, power wash it. Next, update yourself on the taxes and duties. When you order heavy equipment overseas, you are liable to pay a certain tax and duty on the item. You need to update yourself on those duties. Get in touch with a professional custom dealer who will inform you about it, and you can be prepared for the next move. Again, look at your options. There's plenty of places to buy heavy equipment, not just in the United States, not just in your hometown, around the world. If you've got any questions, give us a call, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.